Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. It's Friday, and we have already started the madness of the Big 12 tournament. We have started the madness of March in all of its glory yesterday at the Big 12 tournament. Hello, and welcome in to the 15 Minutes of Fan Studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition, and an edition that I can't fully wrap my head around everything that went on yesterday in Kansas City, as if that first game was not big enough, as if the first upset was not big enough. It just continued and continued and continued. And that's what the Big 12 tournament is. It's just continuously big moments each and every time. If you missed it, we need to talk about this TCU-Kansas game. Comes down to the final shot. And can't put this loss on Svi Mykhailiuk. You can't put this loss on Josh Jackson. Because I think any of those players, we already know this is a Kansas team that has 6, 7, maybe 8 players on a good night. We know that it's a depleted team. But they look like a dog-tired team. I may be going out on a limb here.
I don't think so. But I don't see this. I didn't see this Kansas team, if they did win yesterday, advancing past Iowa State.
This looked like an exhausted team. This looked like a team that did not want, I shouldn't say want, did not need a win. Probably didn't need to lose this early in the tournament. Probably didn't help their cases all that much going in. But, you know, there are ups and downs. There are thumbs up and thumbs down of this loss. If you did miss it, TCU gets the 85-82 win thanks to a couple of late free throws. Desmond Bain with the three-point shot ends up being fouled by Svi Mykhailiuk and goes to the line for three, drains all three of them. Kansas comes down, cannot make the late three-pointer. Devontae Graham from the three-point line could not get it to go, and the TCU Horned Frogs get their first victory over a ranked team in a tournament in quite some time. Kansas, this stat blew me away, and there were so many stats in this game that blew me away. Only the second time Kansas has lost in its opening game at the Big 12 tournament since 2009. In 2009, by the way, just for record book's sake, they did lose to Baylor that year, and then they went on and into the Sweet 16, and they would lose to the eventual national champion, the Michigan State Spartans. So, history not great on their side, but I said this yesterday. Does it really hurt? Does it really overall hurt the Kansas Jayhawks? I'm not going to go as far as they got the loss out of their system. But a couple of days off never hurt a dude. You know, a couple of days off will not hurt this team whatsoever. Get in an extra 2 days before they go back in, presumably play, you know, late next week. Getting that much time off, not a big deal. It's not a big deal. This is a team that you could tell from the opening tip just looked tired. They just looked uninterested, probably is not the word for it, but a team that looked like they knew that they weren't fighting for their lives in this game. So, yes, TCU does get the win. They move on now and will play Iowa State in the next round. We'll talk a little bit more about those matchups coming up later on in the show. But also, it just got crazier and crazier and crazier. And we said yesterday this was a game that Kansas State had to win. And it's a game that Kansas State did win. And they did win it quite convincingly. 70-64 over the Baylor Bears yesterday. The number 9 team in the nation goes down. This was what Kansas State needed to do. Kansas State, you're in. That there is no reason at this moment, after Kansas State has now knocked off three top 10 teams on their year. Yes, they weren't great in conference. But there is no reason. They have seemingly jumped through every hoop that they possibly can to get into this tournament. And they get through the big one last night with the win, 70-64. Barry Brown. Man, Barry Brown. Just wow. 9 of 13 from the free throw line and 4 of 4 from three-point range. 21 points for him. A short bench overall for Kansas State in this ball game. 13 points for DJ Johnson. They were the only two players in double figures in this ball game. That was the thing in the Kansas game. TCU just absolutely outscored them from the bench. That was really the twist in momentum for that Kansas game. The bench was just non-existent. The bench non-existent for the Wildcats. But they find a way to get it done despite a couple of big-time performances off the bench for the Baylor Bears. Baylor actually had three players in double figures, only one of those being starters. John Motley, of course, with another big night, 13 points for him, along with 7 rebounds. So Baylor hurts themselves a little bit, I believe. I don't see them dropping a whole lot, but as we've said going into this thing, I think Kansas State and Oklahoma State, still in my mind, are the only two that can help or hurt themselves in this tournament. I don't know what we're going to see from this Oklahoma State team going into the tournament, if we are going to see much from the Cowboys going into this tournament after losing to Iowa State yesterday. But again, it was a Kansas loss, a Kansas State win, setting up the two semis for today, a 6 o'clock start, TCU taking on Iowa State, a game that I don't think a lot of people thought they were going to see, but that's exactly what they will get, as TCU in the 6 o'clock game will take on the number 23 Iowa State Cyclones. K-State, by virtue of their victory over the number 9 team, they now get the number 11 team in West Virginia. Who's to say at this point, who's to say with all of the momentum that Kansas State has and all of the chances that they have taken and succeeded with, who's to say they can't win this tournament now? Who's to say they can't get past West Virginia? You can't count these kids out right now. You just can't count K-State out right now, and they have really shown up to play in this Big 12 tournament. Again, they get one more shot. They get West Virginia tonight, and the winner of that one, of course, play the winner of TCU and Iowa State in the championship. We are just a couple of days away now from Selection Sunday. And as we said, it looks like Kansas State is now on the inside looking out. And is that a term? Looks like Kansas State is firmly in this tournament thanks to another win. And, man, what an effort last night. If you did kind of sleep on this Kansas State team, especially in this game, if you maybe turned the channel a little bit early after this game kind of went back and forth, if you said to yourself, oh, no, there's no way Kansas State's going to get it, man, did they prove a lot of people wrong yesterday. And, again, they get the 70-64 win. So, again, your Big 12 schedule tonight, TCU taking on Iowa State at 6 and Kansas State taking on West Virginia at approximately 8 o'clock. ESPN2 is where you will find those games tonight in the Big 12 in Kansas City. Again, the winners go on to play in the Big 12 championship on Saturday. A couple of games from the top 25 that I did want to note. In the ACC, it was number 14, Duke, advancing past their quarterfinals. They take down Louisville 81-77. They will take on now North Carolina coming up tonight. That one is going to be definitely a big, big, big contest. Notre Dame gets the 71-58 victory in their quarterfinal matchup against Virginia, a 13-point win for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. They will move on now to the semis. Let's take a look at what we do have going on in the top 25. As we said, that ACC bracket right now, very, very nice matchup. A 6 o'clock start for Duke and North Carolina. That was, of course, being shown on ESPN. I think they would have dove for that, paid any sort of amount they could to get that Duke-North Carolina game for the third time. Also in the ACC, it is number 22, the aforementioned Notre Dame Fighting Irish taking on Florida State in the semis. The winner, of course, will match up against the winner of that Duke-North Carolina game. And one game in the Pac-12 tonight in the semifinals of the Pac-12, it is number 3, UCLA. Lonzo Ball's UCLA Bruins will take on Arizona tonight. That a 10:30 start on ESPN. So some late night basketball for UCLA and Arizona. A reminder, was going to mention this yesterday and actually I completely forgot. I have set up the tournament challenge bracket once again this year. Go to ESPN.com and search 15 Minutes of Fan 2017. That's where you will find. I will also have that link posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15for fans. I will have that link posted. Join me on that, and we'll do a little bit of bracket challenge via ESPN. Quickly, before we go off air, and we are getting close to the end of the show, it is that time of year for NFL. And I hate the term, but free agent tampering going on in the NFL. A big time trade was made yesterday featuring a guy that is just never going to find a spot. Brock Osweiler now traded from the Houston Texans. When you thought the quarterback situation couldn't get any worse for Brock Osweiler, he went to quarterback hell in Houston to now quarterback triple double quadruple hell in Cleveland. The Texans traded Brock Osweiler and a second round pick to Cleveland for the Browns to take Osweiler's basically for the salary. That was basically the entire move on the Texans' part. They needed to get rid of that contract, and the Browns said, "Hell, we'll take him. Everybody comes to Cleveland to die, we might as well take Osweiler too." So, crazy situation in the NFL. I will be back on Monday. We'll talk a whole lot of basketball on Monday. And our annual visit with my man, Timmy Tournament Time, will be back on Tuesday. We will have our March Madness bracket pick'em going on Tuesday. So do join me for that. It will actually be an evening show for Timmy Tournament Time. We will have a full 30-minute special talking about the March Madness. I will come on Monday and talk about it, and then we will have our special bracket pick'em on Tuesday night. So do join me for that Tuesday at 7, same place, blogtalkradio.com/15forfans. Also, Sunday, join me on the Facebook page as they reveal the brackets. Join me, and we'll break down a little bit of what is going on live, facebook.com/15forfans. I will be going live there throughout the show to talk a little bit about the local teams, where they're landing, and what's happening throughout the Big 12 and really throughout the three big teams in the state of Kansas. Both Kansas State and Wichita State look like they are all in right now. They look like they are all going to make the dance this year. So we'll take a look at that, plus a whole lot more on the Facebook Live video on Sunday, and then join me again on Monday and Tuesday as we will take a look at the tournament in its entirety. As for today, have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. Enjoy your weekend in college basketball. We will have a full recap of Selection Sunday on Monday show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.